Fred the Fan. Okay, now here's Fred the Fan. Now, Fred the Fan really is pretty clever. Let's see what he can do. Now, look. Pretty good, hey? He blows. Anyone want to check he's blowing properly? Okay, you feel that? Yeah, he's pretty good, isn't he? He turns around. I mean, that's pretty much all he can do, actually. But nonetheless, now, I want you to imagine that Fred the Fan starts thinking, well, you know what? I am pretty good at blowing. And I am pretty good at turning around. And I am finding this little wire here pretty annoying. I don't think I need it. I'm just going to go it alone. Now, any predictions as to what's going to happen? Yeah, Nathan? Oh, no. Oh, no. Freddie the Fan got so big and clever, he thought he could just be a fan and do all the blowing without being plugged in. And it turns out Freddie the Fan was wrong. Okay, Freddie the Fan needs to be plugged in. Now, here's the thing. If we as followers of Jesus think that we can follow him without praying, it's a bit like thinking that we can glow without being plugged in, okay? I'm gonna just put Freddie the Fan down here and he's just gonna remind us, oh look, he's lost his little smile. There we go. He's gonna remind us that the reason we need to pray is that just like Freddie the Fan, depends upon electricity and being plugged in. As people who have been created by God, he made us, we depend upon him for everything. And that's what the Lord's Prayer teaches us. It says, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. He's the mighty one. He's the holy one. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. And then we've seen all these things that we depend on God for. Do you remember the first one? It said, give us today our daily
bread.
Exactly. We depend on God for our everyday needs. Give us today our daily bread. This one, we all have a lot of, who was here last week? We have a lot of, not, this was money, but it was our debt. Okay, a lot of sins that we need forgiving, and we depend on God to forgive our sins. We need to say, forgive us our sins. And amazingly, because of Jesus, he does forgive us all of our sins. And today we're moving to the next line in the Lord's Prayer, which says, well, let's read it all together. If you turn to your service sheets, you'll see on page 3, let's read through the Lord's Prayer from the beginning, and we'll see what the next line is. So, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Okay, lead us not into temptation. That's what we're going to be thinking about in the rest of our time today. And that means just as we depend on God for our bread, we depend on God for forgiveness, we depend on God to go God's way. Okay, here's the big thing we're going to see. There it is. And I want us to all shout this out if you can read. To go God's way, we need God's help. Let's say it again nice and loud. To go God's way, we need God's help. Okay, when we pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, we're saying if we're going to go God's way, we need God's help to do that. Now, can anyone tell me what temptation is? That's a long word, isn't it? Does anyone think they can have a stab at telling me what temptation means? Yeah, Nathan. Yeah, when you get tempted to do something. So maybe there's a bad thing that you know you shouldn't do, and someone says, oh, go on, just do it. That's temptation. You know you shouldn't do it, but someone or some, maybe even just a little voice in your head says, oh, maybe I want to try that. Temptation is when you are, when you think maybe it would be a good idea to do something that is actually a bad idea. Okay, that's what temptation is. And we are going to think about when we pray, lead us not into temptation, what does that mean? And I need some helpers because we are going to build Temptation Road. Who thinks they can come and help me build Temptation Road? Like, I've got one helper here. Any other helpers? Yes, boys, why don't you come as well? Edward, you can come down as well. I got some building blocks here. We're going to make Temptation Road. So, who's going to lay the first piece? Okay, right, why don't you start right back here and see if you can put the next piece on. Okay, the rose is going to go straight along here. Don't worry about the snail. Let's just keep going. Okay, there we go. Here's the next one. Well done. Let's slot that one in there. Okay, well done, Cordy. Okay, we're building Temptation Road here. We'll have to do that for them. Okay, well done. Let's keep going straight. We need a straight line for the time being. Now, in a minute, we're going to do a turn. Okay, so well done, my little engineers. You're doing a great job. Okay, has anyone not put one in yet? Okay, well done. Jordy, look, you better grab another one. Thomas, well done for making it. Come and join the team. Now, I think we need one more going straight, one, maybe two more going straight ahead. Okay, well done. One more going straight ahead. Now we're going to create a T-junction. Who knows what a T-junction is? Very good. So we're going to form a T-junction now. So we need a one road going that way and one road going that way. No, I think we'll have to stop there. Well done. Maybe one more little one. I'm going to give up on this. Sorry. Right, okay, well done, everyone. This is an excellent road. Now. Okay, well done, everyone. Thank you. Now then, do you want to go and grab your seats again? If you can't see, by the way, there's been an excellent bit of construction going on down here. And we have just created Temptation Way. Okay. Now, well done. Should we just do this last little bit? Well done, Thomas. Oh, no, you can do it by yourself. Well done. Now, listen, look, here is the junction, and this is called Temptation Turning. And you've got two different directions that you can go. Either you can go God's way, or we can go Satan's way. Now, what does that mean? Okay, our verse says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, the Bible says that when you follow Jesus, he puts you onto God's way. And God's way is the best way. It's a way that leads to life and joy and peace and freedom. But when you become a Christian, sometimes there are times when you get to temptation turning. Okay, so here you are at temptation turning. And you're on God's way because you are following Jesus. But suddenly you think, oh, shall I go God's way or shall I not go God's way? And the Bible says that Satan is God's enemy. And he stands for everything that isn't going God's way. And sometimes Satan's way looks really fun. And we think, well, lots of my friends seem to be doing that. And it looks really great. But it's never good. Even if some people say it's good, it's never good. Now, how do we know God's way? We know God's way because of what God tells us in the Bible. And also, God has done a really great thing where he's actually put his way into our hearts as well. So even if we don't read the Bible, actually deep down, we know often what the right thing and what the wrong thing to do is. Okay, now, we're going to see three different people walking down Temptation Road. So I need three more volunteers. Okay, I'll have one volunteer here. Okay, you can both come up, that's fine. And yes, Thomas, why don't you come down? And then Nathan, why don't you come as well?
Right, here we go.
Now then, the first person we're going to see going down Temptation Way is, now you need to wear that hat. Jojo, you can be the first person, okay? And the first person to go down is going to be Adam and Eve. Now, Adam and Eve were the first people in the Bible. Okay, so look, there you go. Do you want to turn around so everyone can see? Right, there's an A and an E. And we're going to see what happened. If you guys just stand to the side. When Adam and Eve walked down Temptation Way, here they are. They live in a perfect world that God has made for them. And they walk along and they get to temptation turning. And Satan comes along as a snake and he says, you don't want to go God's way. That's boring. You should go my way. Eat the fruit that God said not to and everything will be better. Now, who can remember? Which way did Adam and Eve go?
They followed Satan.
Oh, temptation turning. Adam and Eve went the wrong way and everything went really, really bad as a result. Okay, that's Adam and Eve. Well done. Let's see the next person. Okay, Emily, do you want to do the next one? The next person is a big J. Who do you think? Anyone guess what the J stands for? Okay, so here is Jesus. Now, Jesus walks down Temptation Road. Here he is. And he gets to temptation turning. And the Bible says he was in the desert and Satan came and tempted him and told him to do a whole load of things that looked really fun. But who can tell me, what did Jesus do when he got to temptation turning? Yeah, anyone else? Yeah, Elliot? He went God's way. You know, the Bible says Jesus is the only human being who always went God's way when he got to temptation turning. So Jesus always went God's way. Okay, now let's have a look at us. Okay, now we need two people to be us. So you're going to have to share that hat, I'm afraid. But do you want to wear the hat and you can just kind of walk next to each other, okay? So look, here's us. And we walk along Temptation Road, and here we go, and we've got to temptation turning. Now, you guys pause here, because we're going to have a think about what happens when we get to temptation turning. Because do you know, the Bible says, if we are following Jesus, he will give us the strength not to do what Adam and Eve did, but instead to do what Jesus did. We can never do it by ourselves. But if we pray, like Jesus asked us, lead us not into temptation, then Jesus will help us to go his way rather than Satan's way. Now, you guys stay right there, okay? Because we're going to have a think about what that might look like practically, okay? So you get to temptation turning, and here is the first temptation, okay? Am I going to tell a lie? Or am I going to tell a lie or tell the truth? So maybe you're at school, or maybe you're at work if you're an adult, and just fudging the truth will make life a lot easier for you, and it's temptation turning. Which way are we going to do? Well, when that happens, Jesus says we need to pray. Lead us not into temptation. Please, God, give me the strength to go your way. So if at a temptation turning, we say, I'm going to tell the truth because I've got Jesus with me and he's going to help me to go God's way. Okay, well done. We're going to walk down temptation road again. So why don't you guys go back to the beginning and walk down. We're going to look at our next temptation. Here it is. Am I going to keep my promise or break my promise? Okay. Now, do you think if we're going to go God's way, then we need to keep our promise? But sometimes that's really hard, isn't it? Okay, when we've made a promise to someone, we realize keeping it's going to be really difficult for us. We want to break our promise. And actually for grown-ups, this is the heart of marriage. And there are times when we are tempted to break our promise and we get to temptation turn. And at that point, what do we need to do? We need to Pray. We need to say, Jesus, I can't do this by myself. Say, don't lead me into temptation, but help me to go your way. And when we do that, at temptation turn, he will strengthen us to go God's way. Okay, so here we come. Da, 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 da. Well done. We're going to do one more. Do you want to swap hats?
Well then, you don't want to take it.
Okay. Let's look at the next one. Here it is. Am I going to be mean or am I going to be kind? Well then, you guys, come back down then. Okay, sometimes, particularly if someone's been mean to us, everything in us wants to be mean back to them. But Jesus says, love our enemies. And so, temptation corner, am I going to be mean? Dear Lord Jesus, I'm finding it really hard to go your way. I need your help. Please help me to be kind. And at temptation turning, here you come, down God's way again. Because if we've got Jesus with us, then we can do it if we pray to him. And here's one more, okay? Am I going to put myself first, my comfort, my career, my wealth? Or am I going to put Jesus and his people first? And sometimes we get to points in our life where we're at a junction, temptation turning, and we can either choose one or the other. And at that point, we need to pray and say, Jesus, I want to go your way. Please help me. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Well done. So we have a round of applause for our volunteers. And you guys can go back up to the front now. Now listen, walking along the temptation way, it is really hard. And sometimes we get there and we forget to pray. And when we forget to pray, often we go the wrong way. Now the good news is that Jesus died for our sins. And as we saw last week, he'll forgive us if we come back to him and pray for forgiveness. So some of us are thinking of times when we have been at temptation turning and we have gone the wrong way. And we need to come back to God and say, I'm sorry for that. Please forgive me. And because of Jesus, because he died on the cross for us, he will forgive us. But let's remember, we can go God's way with his spirit in us. And we do need to pray when we get to those 10 points of temptation. And just before we finish, just a little word for the adults. In this whole area of temptation, can I plead with us to listen to your conscience? Okay, your conscience is the God-given guide to what is right and wrong. And the more you read the Bible, the more in tune your conscience becomes with God's will. And some of us will be aware that we are doing some things at the moment that we know deep down are wrong. And our conscience is speaking to us. And the temptation is to suppress our conscience and do the thing that's wrong. Can I plead with you? Don't do that. Okay, there'll be things that you know are wrong, that you know are not going to help you love Jesus more or follow him. Your conscience sparks, and at that point, friends, we must listen to it and pray, lead me not into temptation. And perhaps it'd be a good idea to talk to someone else about that as well when that happens. So can you remember the big point? Let's say it all together. To go God's way, we need God's help. Okay, let's not make the mistake of Freddy the Fan, who thought he was so clever he could unplug himself. We cannot unplug ourselves from the Lord Jesus if we're going to keep following him as his people. And as we pray, that's one of the ways that we remain connected to him. Well, I'm going to suggest we finish just by having a moment of quiet, and then Ruth is going to come and lead our prayers. And at the end of our prayers, we'll pray through the whole Lord's Prayer together. So just a moment of quiet, and then Ruth will come up and lead our prayers.